Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only for the duration of today's conference. Today's call is being recorded, and if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Scott Wolny. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Lori. Welcome to the third quarter 2012 results call for Atlas Financial Holdings, Inc. My name is Scott Wolny, and I'm the President and CEO of Atlas. I'm joined today by Paul Romano, our Vice President and CFO. Before we begin today's call, I would like to acknowledge Veterans Day. Thank you to all the men and women who have served and are currently serving our country. During today's call, we will discuss Atlas's business strategy, review third quarter 2012 financial results, and share management's observations regarding the current market climate and our short and longer-term perspective. This call may include forward-looking statements. Paul will now share our policy and legal disclaimer in that regard.
On this call, we may make forward-looking statements regarding the company, its subsidiaries, and businesses. Such statements are based on current expectations of the management of each entity. The words anticipate, expect, believe, may, should, estimate, project, outlook, forecast, or similar words are used to identify such forward-looking information. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed on this call may not occur and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the companies, including risks regarding the insurance industry, economic factors, and the equity markets generally, and the risk factors discussed in the Risk Factors section of our third quarter 2012 Form 10-Q. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and the company and its subsidiaries undertake no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additional information about Atlas, including a copy of our 2011 Form 10-K and 2012 third quarter 10-Q, can be accessed on the Canadian Securities Administrators website at sedar.com, via the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's internet site at sec.gov, or through Atlas's website at atlas-fin.com. All amounts discussed on this call are in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated.
Thank you, Paul. Atlas's vision is to always be the preferred specialty commercial transportation insurer in any geographic areas where our value proposition delivers benefit to all stakeholders. We are pleased to report this landmark quarter for the company. When we acquired our two insurance subsidiaries less than 2 years ago, their combined ratios were substantially above 100%. Our strategic plan was to align expenses and refocus these businesses around historically profitable core lines of specialty commercial auto insurance business. We've accomplished this and confirmed that an inflection point had been reached. In the third quarter, our insurance subsidiaries generated an underwriting profit for the first time under Atlas's ownership. Our financial results are now beginning to show the potential of our business and the impact of our strategic focus. The value proposition connected with our insurance subsidiaries is resonating with our distribution channel and policyholders and allows us to compete on product and service attributes as opposed to price alone. Our business processes, including claims as well as other day-to-day policy management services, are designed to accommodate the needs and priorities of our customer base. For example, every minute of downtime after an accident for a taxicab equates to revenue out of pocket for our clients. We've designed our best practices to minimize this downtime, which results in real economic benefit for our policyholders. With 100% of our resources focused on organic growth and strategic acquisitions in our core lines, we plan to maximize the benefit to all stakeholders in what appears to be a steadily hardening U.S. property and casualty market. We experienced record growth of our core lines in the third quarter based on our strong value proposition and favorable market conditions. Written premium in our core lines in the third quarter 2012 was up 313% as compared to the third quarter 2011, and 183% on a year-to-date basis through September 30th as compared to the same period last year. Atlas is committed to maximizing the benefits of our expertise, strength, and commitment to the specialty niche on which we focus and plan to accomplish this through both organic growth and strategic acquisitions. In October, we announced the pending acquisition of Gateway Insurance Company, a provider of commercial automobile insurance similar to Atlas's core lines of business in complementary U.S. markets. Pursuant to regulatory approval, this acquisition will expand our footprint to 40 states beginning in 2013 and help us strengthen our platform to serve customers and agents. We look forward to the potential of this new acquisition and believe that it will accelerate our success. We will continue to provide updates upon closing of the transaction as we integrate Gateway into our operations, applying the same approach that worked effectively with our current insurance subsidiaries. Paul will now provide more detail with respect to our financial results, including comparisons to the third quarter 2011 and second quarter 2012, and then I'll come back with closing remarks.
Thank you, Scott. Atlas's third quarter 2012 Form 10-Q was published this morning on the company's website, atlas-fin.com. It will also be filed via EDGAR and SEDAR. Let me provide a few quick highlights, and then I'll go into greater detail. As Scott mentioned earlier, our combined ratio improved by 22.1% to 97.6%, which represents the first quarter during which our combined ratio was under 100% since Atlas's inception. Underwriting results improved by $2 million, and we posted our first underwriting profit. Net income for the three-month period ended September 30, 2012, was $1.7 million. Basic and diluted earnings per common share was 8 cents, net of the accounting treatment for the company's preferred shares. Book value per diluted common share on September 30, 2012 was $2.15, compared to $2.05 at June 30, 2012. And the company was able to utilize deferred tax assets to offset tax expense related to earnings and maintains an additional deferred tax allowance valued at 64 cents per basic and diluted common share, but may be used in the future, subject to tax laws. Key elements of the company's financial results are as follows. In the third quarter 2012, gross premium written from commercial automobile was $22.1 million, representing a 313.4% increase relative to the third quarter 2011 and a 169.5% increase compared to the second quarter 2012. In the quarter, we continue to write business in a larger number of geographic areas and are beginning to take advantage of expansion activities accomplished in the past year. We were also successful in generating premium volume related to business where policyholders maintain larger self-insured retentions, primarily in large urban areas like New York and Chicago, which Atlas expects to generate a better loss ratio than business with lower deductibles. Without the impact of this higher self-insured retention business, our commercial automobile premium written was $9.7 million, an increase of 80.9% versus the third quarter 2011, and 17.9% relative to the second quarter 2012. As a percentage of the insurance subsidiary's overall book of business, commercial auto gross written premium represented 94.7% of gross premium written in the third quarter 2012, as compared to 49% during the third quarter 2011, and 88.8% in the second quarter 2012. This is also the first quarter where Atlas's largest top three states by premium volume did not include Illinois, further highlighting the results of our commitment to diversifying geographically by expanding into new areas of the country. Premiums are earned ratably over the term of the underlying policy. Policy periods in Atlas's core lines of business are typically 12 months. Net premium earned was $10.9 million in the third quarter 2012, a 24.3% increase compared to $8.8 million in the third quarter 2011, and a 44.8% increase versus the second quarter 2012. Let me take a moment to outline some of the trends we're seeing in the market. The significant year-over-year written and earned premium increases in the third quarter 2012 in our core commercial automobile lines reflects a positive reaction to Atlas's strategic focus and marketing initiatives, as well as our significant expansion into new geographic markets. Going forward, we expect the public automobile operators that we serve are less likely than other business segments within the commercial auto class to take vehicles out of service. This is due to the fact that their businesses and business reputations rely heavily on availability. In addition, other factors such as cost and limited supply of medallions will generally cause policyholders in the taxi segment to continue operating vehicles even in the face of reduced demand. Maintaining continuous insurance coverage on all vehicles under dispatch is an important aspect of all our target policyholders' businesses. We have now achieved a quarterly underwriting profit for the first time, and ongoing positive underwriting results remains our focus. We continue to see signs of improvement and strong market opportunities. However, softness in the property and casualty market environment could result in slower premium growth due to the company's unwillingness to write business at rates deemed inadequate to generate our desired levels of underwriting profit. The loss ratio related to claims incurred in the third quarter 2012 was 65.5%, compared to 79.4% in the third quarter 2011 and 71.6% for the second quarter 2012. Loss ratios improved substantially in the third quarter 2012 relative to prior periods. This is primarily attributable to the increased composition of commercial auto as a percentage of the total earned premium, which has historically had better overall underwriting results. Further, the higher self-insured retention business discussed earlier also contributed significantly to the favorable loss results in the third quarter 2012, as we expect better than average claim experience for this program. Acquisition costs represent commissions and taxes incurred on net premium earned. Acquisition costs were $1.8 million in the third quarter 2012, or 16.6% of net premium earned, as compared to 19.6% in the third quarter 2011 and 18.5% in the second quarter 2012. The favorable trend in acquisition costs compared to the third quarter 2011 is primarily due to the shift away from the non-standard private passenger automobile insurance, which carries higher commission rates. The other underwriting expense ratio was 15.5% in the third quarter 2012, compared to 20.7% in the third quarter 2011 and 21.4% in the second quarter 2012. This improved ratio is attributable to our increased scale, as well as a reduction in headcount and other operating expenses since 2011. As our net premium earned begins to grow, we anticipate our other underwriting expense ratio to trend towards a run rate of approximately 10%. Atlas's combined ratio for the third quarter 2012 was 97.6%, compared to 119.7% for the third quarter 2011 and a 111.5% for the second quarter 2012. Moving to the investment side, cash and invested assets at September 30, 2012 were $122 million. As compared to $124 million at June 30, 2012, and $143 million at September 30, 2011. The decrease from the third quarter 2011 is primarily attributable to the payment of claims, which has followed our expected payoff pattern. Invested assets were relatively flat as compared to the second quarter 2012, and cash and invested assets will begin to grow again as written premium related to our core lines of business continues to increase. Investment income, excluding net realized gains, decreased by 15% to $613,000 in the third quarter 2012, compared to $719,000 in the third quarter 2011, and decreased by 7% from $657,000 for the second quarter 2012. These amounts are primarily comprised of interest income. The annualized yield on invested assets, including net realized gains of $779,000 in the third quarter 2012, decreased to 5% as compared with 7% in the third quarter 2011, and increased compared to 3% in the second quarter 2012. Net realized investment gains in the third quarter 2012 were $779,000, compared to $2 million in the third quarter 2011 and $291,000 during the second quarter 2012. As we've noted before, the investment portfolios held by our insurance subsidiaries have generated larger than normal returns for a company of our size on the premium volumes they wrote in the past. We expect these returns to normalize in the future, with underwriting profit become a proportionately larger portion of our overall net income. At September 30, 2012, total shareholders' equity was $59 million. Factoring in the liquidation preference of the company's convertible preferred shares, common shareholders' equity was $40 million, or $2.15 per common share diluted versus $2.05 at June 30, 2012, and $2.19 at September 30, 2011. It's important to note that while we were able to reduce the DTA allowance by a small portion of our overall DTA allowance in the third quarter, the company carries a valuation allowance related to capital loss and net operating loss carryforwards of 64 cents per common share fully diluted at September 30, 2012. This provision is primarily related to loss carryforwards assumed through the acquisition of our insurance subsidiaries. These deferred tax assets could be realized in the future based on profitability during the next 20-year period, subject to U.S. federal tax rules. And now, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Scott for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Paul. Having successfully transitioned our insurance subsidiaries to focus entirely on core specialty automobile lines of insurance, the Atlas team is dedicated to and excited about our future as a market leader in the important niche we serve. We are also looking forward to welcoming Gateway and their professional team in St. Louis, Missouri, into the Atlas group of companies. Their experience and knowledge in our space is an ideal fit with our core focus and will be valuable to our customers, agents, and stockholders. Looking to the future, we expect premium writings to continue to accelerate and are seeing consistent improvements in the overall market environment. Renewal retention remains at target levels, and our priority will always be to generate an underwriting profit based on the experience and expertise we have in the specialty insurance lines we write. The opportunities on which we're capitalizing to generate improved underwriting results in our niche are consistent with the gradually increasing average rate levels we've seen in the past few quarters in the commercial line segment overall. Atlas is currently profitable as a result of the efficient infrastructure and effective reorganization we implemented after the acquisition of our insurance subsidiaries. Based on year-to-date premium trends, at year-end, we will be operating at a run rate that reaches minimum efficient scale. At this scale, underwriting expenses will reach our target levels, and we will focus on maintaining operating efficiency as we continue to grow. We expect positive trends in our underwriting results to further improve loss ratios and underwriting profit. Our professional team is extremely committed and focused on the future with a confidence based on experience. Our customers, agents, and other strategic partners are reacting in an increasingly positive way as a result of Atlas's strategic commitment to the specialty products we write and the strong value proposition our insurance subsidiaries deliver. The improvement in results and the significant accomplishments in the past period are a testament to the hard work and ability of the entire Atlas team and our committed retail channel. Atlas is looking forward with a focus on profitable growth in our core lines of business coupled with a better-than-industry level of underwriting profit. In light of the company's pending S-1 registration statement with the SEC and Canadian prospectus, which are on file with EDGAR and CDAR respectively, Paul and I will not be taking questions on today's call. Please refer to these documents for more information about our U.S. IPO process. Thank you to all participants for your interest in Atlas Financial Holdings, Inc. This will now conclude our third quarter 2012 results call.